This is Frank Gray. Welcome to the Phil Henry Show. I got Margaret Gray, Bud Gray, or excuse me, I've got Margaret Dickman.
My name is Margaret Gray.
I'm sorry. I've got my wife. My wife's here. You don't know my name. I'm sorry. I've got Bud Shaw.
I'm General Galen Shaw.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I've got Bud. I got General Galen Dickman, Dickhead.
I'll do it, Frank.
Mark.
I'll do it. Welcome, everyone. We're here at L.A. International Airport. Why are we here? Because Phil lost a bag in a rental car.
Jesus H.
Yes. And we're going on several hours trying to find this bag. We have been in and out. I know that Phil...
Phil... Let me
do this. Phil has went and did a voice session for the show Lil Kev.
Yeah, he did Lil Kev and everything.
Yeah, we know that. Meantime, we're over here looking for this bag. Why am I doing this?
There's a better question. Why am I doing it?
Well, all of you said you'd help me. I told Phil I'd go and look for its bag while it went and did this voice session. We're here at LA International.
And as Mr. Henry's looking for he's coming back from the Lil Kev session, and we're looking for a bag.
Yeah, so we said, well, we'll go ahead, we'll knock it off, you know.
I didn't like the way you said knock it off.
What?
Well, it sounds like, you know, you're knocking it off like a, you know, a piece of tail.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
Oh, my God, I never said anything this... I didn't say I'm going to knock one off. I said we'll knock it off.
What's the difference?
If you're knocking off... Excuse me, Margaret, for saying this. If you're knocking off a piece of tail, you say, I got to knock one off. If you say, I'm just knocking it off, I'm taking care of the show. If I said, hi, folks, I'm here with Margaret, I'm going to knock one off.
Well, I would have buried my fist in your face, for starters.
Yeah, it would have buried its fist in my face, for starters. And I also, it would have meant, I'm here to knock one off. Jesus H. Christ.
All right, let's get back to the point here, what it is we're talking about, so people understand. We're here to do a show, and we're backing up Phil because of the fact that he, as he got out of his, as he got off the plane the other day, we only knew about it because I arrived yesterday. When did you guys get here?
Well, we got here this morning.
Got here this morning, yeah.
All right. Phil went to the rental desk at the rental place, was looking at rental cars, and decided to take a look at one. What was it, Bud?
It was a Prius. He's looking at Prius.
He was looking at a Prius, decided he didn't want that car. Well, what he had done is put his bag in it.
Now, what do you mean by put the bag in it?
Don't be funny, Frank.
I'm not being...
Oh, the bag, Frank.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, what do you think I meant, Frank? Don't tell me. You thought I meant a woman.
When you say I put the bag in it, a lot of guys, yeah, very crudely, and I don't support it, I don't accept it, but a lot of guys will say, I went ahead and stuck the bag in it, meaning... They put their wife in the car.
You know what? I'm going to get up and go get myself. Downstairs, I noticed they had a... Downstairs, I noticed they had yogurt.
Yeah, they do, Miss Gray. They had multiple flavors.
Yeah, I might just go down there and get one.
All right, well, I'm not trying to... I'm just saying, when you say I put the bag...
Frank, we already got it.
All right.
So what happened was Phil put his bag in this car... Then decided on a different rental car. And the moron, and I say that, Phil, if you're listening, you know I mean that with love, but it was the dumbest thing in the world. He went ahead and picked out a different rental car, took off with that car,
and it left the bag.
Yeah, and he left his bag
in that car.
Yes, left his bag in that car. And it's been 2 days of this jackball trying to get his bag back. Meanwhile, we're here at the airport seeing what we can do. Margaret's off getting yogurt. Phil's in Hollywood working on the Lil Kev show from Kevin Hart.
People are going to want to know a lot about it and everything.
I know that.
Yeah, well, I can...
Well, hold on for a minute. And while Phil is doing that, we're here at the airport seeing what we can do about the bag.
All right, so this is Frank Gray. I am hosting the show, and if you don't mind.
That's fine, Frank, but we're trying to
move it along, Frank.
I thought you went to go get yogurt.
You know, on second thought... Since you looked at me and said it that way, I think I'll just sit here.
Oh, God.
No, that's all right. But go get me a Coca-Cola.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Bud, why... Oh, forget it.
Bud, get Frank an iced coffee.
Yeah, get me an iced coffee too, Bud.
Oh my God, man, what I look like.
Just do it.
Anyway, it's Frank Gray here on the Phil Henry Show, filling in for Phil. Well, Phil, now let's talk about the Kevin Hart show that Phil has done. And I understand that Phil had a great meeting with his old castmate from Memphis for Family, Mo Collins.
Yes, he did. Mo was there to voice her parts in the show, and they had a great meeting. According to Phil, I talked to him on the phone. They talked about the the situation in the business and different projects they've worked on. And Mo was really happy. They were both happy to see each other, and it's one of those moments where I don't know that Phil's seen any of the old cast members.
Well, I know that Phil was in touch briefly with Mike Price, who was the showrunner. And I know that down through the years since F is for Family stopped production, he's talked with a few of the people. But I think this is the first time that he saw Mo and that they were working on the same show.
Yeah, so Mo Collins is on a show. Phil Henry's on this new Kevin Hart show. It's called Lil Kev. And the other person is Wanda Sykes, right?
Wanda Sykes is phenomenal. I think Phil's very lucky to be in the cast with her.
Wanda Sykes, George Lopez.
Well, George Lopez is in this episode, and
don't mind me interrupting. What does Phil play? Is it playing a character? Is it?
Of course it is. I mean, of course he is.
Yeah. Well, why'd you say it?
Never mind. What's the question, Frank?
Oh my God, I'm.
Frank, don't start getting defensive.
No, just. What does it play?
Phil plays a couple of characters in the episode that they're... Actually, there's two episodes. Is that right, General?
Yes. Yes, there is. There's two episodes. Yes, there are two episodes that they recorded, and Phil is playing two different characters in two episodes.
All right, let me get this right. Phil is in two episodes playing two characters in the episodes.
That's correct.
All right, so that would be one character per episode.
No, Frank. We said he plays...
Well, hold on, Margaret. God, I'm saying Phil is in two episodes.
Frank...
Hold on. And it's playing a character per episode.
No, because Phil's playing two characters doesn't mean he's playing one character per episode. He's playing two characters in two episodes.
Okay, two characters in two episodes. Are they the same two characters?
I'm assuming yes.
Yes, I think so.
Because if they're not the same two characters, if they're two other, you could say it's playing four characters, you know?
Yeah, we got it, Frank.
Oh, God. That one of the things about hosting the Phil Henry Show, and I don't need to be doing this, okay? Because I've got all kinds of other things to do. I've got all kinds of other projects. I have a rich, full life.
Right.
I do. I have a rich, full, wonderful life. With many things to do, but I do this for Phil, and I come in, and I say I'm here to do the Phil Henry Show, and I tell all these monkeys, Frank Gray's in town, everybody just back off and enjoy yourself because Frank Gray is in town, and you know what I get? People making baboon noises, people making fart noises.
No, Frank, that's not true.
I got your iced coffee. Wait.
Hold on, Bud.
Wait, man, here's ice cream. Here's the yogurt that you wanted.
All right. Bud, will you hang on?
Sure.
Okay, this... what the hell is that?
That's my yogurt, Frank.
Oh. Where's the...
Here's your iced coffee, sir.
Thank you very much. You're a good man, Bud. I want you to know that. People often give you a hard time, but I think when you look at Bud and you look at what it's accomplished, I don't think if you were my son, Bud, I couldn't be more proud of it. And what it does.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Anyway, so we're trying to get to the Kevin Hart show.
Yeah, Mr. Henry was in Kevin Hart's. It's called Lil Kev.
All right, right. Well, I got that.
Well, go ahead, Bud. You know more about it than anybody.
Wait, whoa, ho, 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 whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm Frank Gray, okay, entertainment attorney. And I know that it went down to do this show, and it saw Mo, and Mo Collins was there, and it was happy to see Phil, and Phil was happy to see it. Right?
Frank... Bud.
Yeah, sir, it's called Lil Kev. It's Kevin Hart, and Mr. Henry's a guest star, and so is Mo Collins. Wanda Sykes is also in it. George Lopez is also in it. There's a bunch of really good people, and Mr. Henry's very excited about it. He did talk to me earlier and told me that the voice session that he was involved in was pretty physical. I don't know what that means.
Hold on for a minute.
Well, I don't know what it means, you know.
Well, what is it? How can a voice session be physical?
If it's a very active character, Frank, if the character is doing a lot of actions, sometimes it can be very physical, yes.
All right, well, okay, so Phil, so what happened, bud?
Well, nothing happened. I mean, he said he was really tired out at the end of the session, and then he went over to get some bean dip, you know.
Went over to get bean dip?
What does that mean?
He said he went over, he stopped at the hotel, and he had 4 fish tacos, and he got the bean dip, too.
Well, that sounds pretty good.
Yes, it really does.
Well, wait a minute. When a man says, I went for 4 fish tacos and bean dip, you better get some clarification, because I don't know, what's it talking about?
Mr. Gray, sir, don't hem your dress.
Frank, hold on for a minute. Let Mama take over here for a minute.
Margaret, you're always treating me like I'm in a bassinet, and if you were to pull away the bonnet, you'd see a monkey head.
Yeah.
That's right, Frank.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I'm trying to say, Frank. Hold on. You don't have all the information. Yes, the characters that Phil did on this show were very physical and did necessitate a lot of movement, etc., etc. So that's all we want to say about that, because we know the producers of Lil' Kev would like this, I think we could all agree, to be a surprise.
Absolutely. And we want it to be a surprise. All right, well, I'm not trying to say anything other than what my understanding was of the stuff that's going on.
Yes, sir.
This is Frank Gray, and this is the Phil Henry Show. We're live here from Los Angeles International Airport. The one thing we have not talked about, and we're going to get into here in just a few minutes, we haven't talked about what Henry did, losing its bag. I mean, you know, there was a time when if you said a man lost its bag, Jesus Christ.
It meant a whole different thing.
You better believe it.
Well, what did it mean?
Margaret, this is mixed company.
What did it mean, Frank?
If you said a man, hey, it lost its bag, you'd be saying basically it's...
pussed out.
It pussied out, yeah.
You guys are real morons, you know that?
Yeah, well, what else is new? As long as I've been married to it, all it does is refer to me as a moron. Imagine that, me, Frank Gray, as advanced as I am in the legal profession, and my wife calls me a moron. That's what it calls me. When I married it, it had great great respect for it. For some reason, it doesn't respect me anymore. How could it possibly talk that way about me?
I wonder, Frank.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to be right back, and we'll tell you all about how Phil lost the bag. We'll get into the specifics and what a cluster bang that was here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is an exciting new extravaganza of sound and comic effort that is unknown in the annals of entertainment. Phil Henry plays a variety of different characters, writes the show himself, sometimes off the cuff, sometimes improvising, sometimes very, very deep in a script. There's no telling what Phil Henry is going to pull, no telling what kind of antic he's going to be up to, no telling what kind of strange and weird behavior he's going to engage in, that even though he's a performer, even though he's an entertainer, were you to watch it, you'd want to call an ambulance. Not because you think there's anything seriously wrong, but you'd want him to go in for a mental health evaluation.
Yeah, there you go, that's it, yeah. I was waiting for that.
Yeah, way to punch it.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show has exciting Radio Hall of Fame archive material. Phil Henry also has his great podcasts involving Bobby Dooley, El Got the Next Step, the Margaret Gray podcast, yeah. There was such a thing, the Milwaukee Lions, and ever so very much, oh, oh, wow, ooh, ooh, so much more. Get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show. It's worth every penny. How much does it cost? 2 cents. I'm only kidding.
Get a backstage pass for less than $10 for the month, less than $7 a month for the year, at philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn.
Well, welcome back here, Frank Gray, and the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And you can hear Chinese. Is that Chinese? What is that?
I don't know, Frank. What do you mean Chinese?
It sounded like on the PA, it was a Chinese lady. I'm just simply saying that here at Los Angeles International Airport, it is truly international. All kinds of airlines going to all kinds of places. And Phil was flying to California and landed at L.A. International Airport on, Tuesday afternoon?
Phil landed on Tuesday afternoon, yes.
And Margaret, you can pick up the story.
Phil landed on Tuesday afternoon and immediately got on the rental car van which took him over to the rental car place.
What's the name of the company?
We're not saying, okay?
Don't say it, bud. Yeah, don't say it, bud, or I will throw you from a moving car.
Okay, God.
We don't want to say, bud, because it'll just get... Phil has not yet got the bag back, you know? And like I said, this is a there was a time and a place when if I were to say Phil hasn't gotten the bag back, people would be saying, what, was it a divorce?
Aren't you funny?
No, sorry, Mark. So here's what happened. Phil lands, goes over to the rental car place, and had pre-screened, or what was it, Margaret?
He had pre-applied, so they moved him right over to where the cars were, and said, here are the cars, sir, at the price point that you wanted. And Phil started looking at them. He was interested in a Prius, ultimately deciding he didn't want to rent that one. He decided on a Jeep SUV.
A Jeep SUV, which I think Jackie told it, don't do it, man, don't do it. Jackie's not a big fan of Jeep, is it?
No, Jackie doesn't like a Jeep for whatever reason. She thinks it's an unstable car from her years in the news business, but, you know.
All right, so Phil went ahead and rented the Jeep. But in the process, it had placed its bag in the trunk of the Prius, thinking that it was going to rent this Prius. Phil said it was feeling confident and decided it was going to leave, and just as the sales lady said goodbye, it reached down, cinched, you know.
Cinched his balls up.
Yeah, it reached down, kind of cinched up its balls. You know, it's a masculine thing, Margaret.
I don't believe it.
It is a male thing to look down and go, I think I need ball lift, and that's what it did. It cinched ball lift. That signifies confidence, for God's sake. It waved goodbye to the sales lady, sort of, you know, zipped up a little bit, you know, just kind of cinched it up.
Where are you getting this information?
I talked to Phil.
You can feel some ball lift.
Yeah.
Would you grow the hell up, you guys?
Sorry, Margaret.
Sorry. But yeah, it did. It felt ball lift, and so it
felt ball lift, huh?
Yes, Margaret, there are days when you and I will go out on a date because I want to look good for my wife, okay?
Frank, we're talking about something else.
Wait a minute, Margaret. There are days when you and I go out on a date and I want to look good for it, okay?
Yeah.
And so I'll go ahead and pull the... I'll try to cinch the balls up better.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry I brought it up. Anyway, so Phil said... Yeah, I'm feeling right Saturday night. Got into the rental, and according to Phil, got as far as Burbank, when suddenly it struck it that it didn't know where its bag was. It looked, sort of glanced in the back, did not see the bag there, thought maybe it was in the back cargo space, pulled off the freeway at Pass Avenue.
He even remembers the street.
Does it ever remember the street? It very much remembers the street. Pulled off on Pass Avenue, pulled over, and looked in the back, and to its surprise and its horror, did not see the bag.
I can only imagine what that must have felt like.
Well, Phil said that it felt like reverting to a five. Phil said for the first time in its life, in a long time, it felt like a five-year-old, and it wanted to drop to its knees and weep like a little bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of a description is that, Frank?
Well, he didn't say that. He said he wanted to cry like a five-year-old.
All right, I'm sorry. But, you know, I'm sure that any man, myself included, that was standing around it, and if I saw Phil almost try to break down and cry...
Didn't say he broke down and cried. He said he felt like a little five-year-old boy like he wanted to.
All right, so it felt like it was five... Imagine that. It felt like it was 5 years old and wanted to weep because its bag was stolen. When a man says, my bag's stolen, it better mean some woman's got her hand around it.
Yeah,
that's right.
Why would that be better?
I'm sorry?
Why would that be better if when Phil said someone stole my bag, he meant that Jackie had her hand around it?
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a key word. I don't know.
Hey, look, General, I'm just trying to get by, okay? I'm trying to get to the end of this day without blowing my brains out, okay?
I'll take over, Frank. Frank Gray has been our very special host on this very special edition of The Phil Henry Show at L.A. International Airport, looking for Phil's bag.
All right, see, right there, it just said it. It just said Phil's looking for its bag. Doesn't it wish it had some woman's hand around it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, knock it off, bud.
Is that it? I'm just saying, I've...
I'm just saying I had a hard time today.
Frank had a tough time today. The tough time that Frank had today is he could only play 9 holes over there at Santa Anita.
Oh, did you play the Santa Anita course?
Oh, I always play Santa Anita when I'm out here. It's just part and parcel of hanging out with Phil and coming out to see the old digs. We're in Arcadia, by the way, folks. A beautiful hotel here in Arcadia. I would tell you which one, but then Phil would have be mobbed by fans.
I don't think so.
Well, we don't know, and so we haven't said where he is. And don't do it, Bud, or I swear to God, I'll kick you so hard between your legs, you'll think you're Audrey Hepburn. You'll not only sound like her, you'll think that's who you are.
Yeah, I gotta play that, even though he's talking about me, yeah.
Jesus. So that's it, folks, here from LA International, and giving you the lowdown on Phil, his bag, and whatever the hell else we're talking about.
Mostly about bags.
Me?
Yeah, go ahead.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry, and it produces it for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on iHeart Podcasts. We thank you very much for listening. We hope Phil is back tomorrow. Again, Phil was doing the new Kevin Hart animated show called Lil Kev, and I'm sure that it'll tell you all about it.
What are we?
Car's parked over here.